Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Fergie Jenkins. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ricky Seelheimer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. And now, play ball. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers bunts towards short. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Squires moves to third. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires scores. Morrison moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morrison scores. Molinaro moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Molinaro moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Putnam reaches second base with a double. Staub moves to third. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Seelheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelheimer takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morrison bunts towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molinaro hits a pop-up towards first. Putnam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Molinaro. Staub reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pryor. Staub scores. Grubb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Rangers, 2, White Sox, 2. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Freya settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivers moves to second. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Morrison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morrison. Rivers scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Rangers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ricky Seelheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelheimer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Seelheimer hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up towards first. Putnam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Squires moves to second. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Squires moves to third. Morrison moves to second. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molinaro takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Putnam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sundberg hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 2 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ricky Seelheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelheimer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Seelheimer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Rangers, 3, White Sox, 3. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Seelheimer and he is safe. Norris steals second. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molinaro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sundberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-3 in the game. Frias hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rivers hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Texas Rangers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.